While the holidays are a joyous time for many people, let's be real. Sometimes getting together with your family means dealing with well-meaning, though often intrusive questions or advice to you about your personal life, especially if your family really wants you to get married.
Beta, when are you going to get married?
You know, the later you show up to a restaurant, the more limited the menu.
Raja, you're killing us.
Do you want us to die without the grandchildren?
You know, Champa, I don't even think he wants to get married. Don't do what Geeta did to us.
You and your sister can't live together forever.
Actor Ravi Patel, who you may have seen in the TV shows Master of None or It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, found himself in that situation, though not just around the holidays. With all the pressure, he decided to try the kinds of methods that worked for his parents a generation ago back in India. His sister Geeta Patel documented the entire process in a film called Meet the Patels, which just premiered on PBS's Independent Lens. NKJZZ Sarah Ventry spoke with Ravi and Geeta Patel about this.
Hello.
That's Geeta and Ravi, and you'll hear from them, and you'll also hear clips from their movie.
Story starts 2 years ago. I had just broken up with Audrey, and I was miserable. We'd been together for 2 years, and I had never told Mom and Dad about her. In fact, they were freaking out because, you know, here I was, almost 30, never married, which in our culture is like...
Code red.
Code red. And to make things worse, 2 weeks after this breakup, I had to go on our annual family trip to India.
Just to recap, Ravi had never actually told his parents about his white girlfriend, who he had dated for 2 years. And that's largely because his parents really wanted him to marry not just an Indian girl, but someone with the last name Patel. And to clarify, not all Patels are related. Having that name just means your family is from a certain part of India. So Ravi has a conversation with his dad, and his dad tells him,
"We have a way of finding these Patel girls. And you go on these dates and, you know, we'll try not to be too involved," which, by the way, was a complete lie. And that's what happened.
So Ravi goes for it.
I guess I had this realization that whenever in my head I imagined who it was that I was going to marry, it was this Indian girl. Yet here I was, almost 30, and I hadn't found one yet. And I started doing the math. I mean, when we were in India, it's like looking around, there's Indians everywhere. Those guys have it easy. But I live in America, and here I am looking for an Indian girl who's Gujarati and Patel, more
and
specifically.
And single.
And female, by the way. And all these other normal things that people look for, cute, smart, funny.
And she has to love you.
She has to love me. I have to love her. We have to find each other. I mean, there's a lot of odds stacked against me.
Right.
And then here Dad was saying, "Trust me, this is going to work."
And the whole time, Ravi's sister Geeta is documenting this. She goes on dates with him. She asks him tough questions about his feelings. And I asked her if she had ever been through the same process.
It was something that had just completely been traumatic for me. You know, I had been fighting with my parents or fighting the idea for so long that it's the last thing I wanted to make a documentary on. It's the last thing I want to think about. But when Ravi started making me laugh, honestly, about it, and he started really kind of getting into it and put himself into the position, I saw an opportunity, because I think growing up, it wasn't like I was absolutely like, no, I don't want to do this. I was torn, and it was hard to explain why I was torn to any of my American friends, because to them it was very black and white. It's like, oh, that's so weird. Of course you're not going to do that. And oh my God, how dare people think that you should do that? And I can't, are they going to arrange your marriage? That's not really what it's like. There is a very strong sense of family in this process. But also, I think the funny thing is, there's a great deal of romance in it. There's a great deal of safety. There's a great deal of, this person's going to be with you forever, and you're going to work out all your problems. You know, in a time when there's such a high divorce rate in America, Ravi and I realized very quickly that it was important to shed light on the beauty of this system and the success rate of the system. And we didn't think anyone really understood that. So that's why I think I ended up making the documentary after I had been through it and it had been so difficult for me. It was a really funny thing that I still felt so proud of it.
I guess I'm wondering, do you feel like that feeling or that sort of experience of there's this pressure from your parents to get married and have kids, and it's something that you want to do, and it's like a difficult thing to do. Is that a culturally specific experience, or do you feel like that's kind of something that's a little more universal?
Yeah, you know, the reason this film has spoken to so many people across the country is we have a lot of conservative families out there. We have a lot of people who have grown up with this idea from watching the movies that, you know, finding love and being married means that's the end of your story. That is your happy ending, especially women. Why is it in stories of men particularly, their stories can end with starting a big company or winning a war or, you know, doing something with their lives, and along the way they fall in love. But with women, we have more stories about women ending their lives in success by finding love. And it's not that that's the truth. It's that that's the truth we have created. That is the story that we have told for generations and generations. And the Indian culture is, you know, one of the flags of this idea that when, you know, you are not successful in life until you have gotten married and had kids by a certain age. A lot of people can relate to that, as you probably know. Like, you know, a lot of people just who come from families like that.
The process of documenting this was cathartic for Geeta, and the process for Ravi was involved. There's not just one method of setting someone up. Sure, your parents could introduce you to someone they know, or the daughter of a friend, or a friend of a friend, or a relative, but there's more to it than that.
I think it's important for the audience to understand, who hasn't seen the movie, to know that one of the premises of this film is my incompetence in dating and meeting women. You're welcome, everyone. It's apparently hilarious. Then I'm going to wedding season, and, you know, my parents are coaching me from the sidelines how to pick up chicks. And then, you know, it all kind of culminated with me being at this thing called the Patel Convention.
That's right, the Patel Convention. It's where a whole bunch of Patels get together and meet. They have activities, they do icebreakers, and the goal is for people to match up. There's another system called biodata, where your family essentially makes a resume showcasing you that they can exchange with other Patels. And then there's wedding season. This is the time of year that many people get married in India, and you see the Patel family going to wedding after wedding. And at one point, Ravi's parents decide they want to set him up with a girl who is at this wedding, and they kind of pull him aside to talk about it.
You mean you talk, yeah. But if you don't like, let her go.
Yeah.
But how are we going to set it up? Let's talk about it. It's not going to happen automatically.
Yeah.
No. Do not do that. That's where you guys go too far.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm going to take care of it. I don't want you guys jumping and getting all these other people involved. That's when it becomes embarrassing.
We are not going to do anything you don't want us to do. Okay? It's given.
Okay, then just relax then. We're done.
When you talk to her, she may not know why you are talking to her. Don't be shy and talk to her, man.
This is the most unnecessary pep speech I've ever gotten in my life.
And you see these kinds of interactions, often funny but also poignant and sometimes difficult, between members of the Patel family throughout the film.
So, Sarah, in the end, does Ravi find someone?
I don't want to spoil it, but I can say that just as interesting as watching Ravi crisscross North America to go on dates with Patel girls is watching the family grow together throughout the process.
That's KJZZ Sarah Ventry with Ravi and Geeta Patel talking about the film Meet the Patels. Sarah, thanks.
Thank you.